We all have stories to tell, but we often forget to have the conversations to pass them on. We're too busy, too distracted, too occupied. Our stories only live if we tell them. This is Northern Michigan Voices. I'm Hannah Moran. In July of 2014, StoryCorps, a national nonprofit organization that travels the country, came to Marquette and recorded conversations between families, friends, and neighbors, then submitted them to the Library of Congress for preservation. StoryCorps says, listening is an act of love. Telling these stories is also an act of love. We hope you enjoy the voices of our community and the stories they tell. Today, Public Radio 90 presents a story from Paul Perrault, who sits down with his daughter Sarah and sends a message to his grandchildren.
My name is Paul R. Perrault, and my daughter Sarah is interviewing me.
What advice do you have to your grandkids about what they might want to pursue in life or how they might be able to do that?
Well, you know, Ruby, Adeline, Sayura, Kanisa, you know, my only words to them is be true to yourself. You know, do what makes you happy and do it as long as you can. You know, that's basically what I've done. You know, I found a job that I truly had a passion for. And I hope that my kids and grandkids both can find that. You know, I don't think you'll have the same type of opportunities I did, where I didn't have to go to college to do what I did. Running equipment was just a natural thing for me, you know, and I enjoyed it. Every grandchild will have their own challenges too, you know, and I hope that they have safe passages through all, whatever they do. You know, I still worry, you know, about all the things that are out there for them. It's not very good for young people nowadays. You know, when I was 18, $3.32 was a lot of money. I mean, right now people are scraping by with $10, and this is 40 years later.
So not just your work advice, but, you know, they're so little right now. How would you hope that they see their grandpa, Papa Paul?
Well, both of them are going to see me differently because they both have different eyes. And I would just hope that, you know, that I'm hard but gentle.
What are some of your hopes for what the future holds for me and Amy?
Happiness, you know, simple. You know, whatever makes you happy, do it, follow it, and just keep it simple. You know, we all sometimes have a tendency to complicate and think that we have to do all these things to make us happy, and things don't make you happy. You make yourself happy. You know, you have that choice to be able to do and think and say what you want to do. You know, your job will change. You know, and the people you work with will change, you know, and no different than what I went through, you're going to go through a different field. But I truly believe that you have to stay the course, you know, be true. You do make a difference. You have to realize that, you know, but the difference you're going to make is not necessarily in the other people. It's in yourself, you know, accomplishing something, a goal, you know, that you set. Nobody else sets on you, you know. And seeing it, even if it is a failure, it's still a success because you've tried. You know, failure isn't not getting to the end, the finish line. Failure is not even trying.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by WNMU-FM and the Northern Michigan University Advanced Audio Production Class. Today's program was edited by Chris Jandro. For Public Radio 90, I'm Hannah Moran.